USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
All students could be back in classrooms by the end of the year. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona saying this week his goal is for 100% of schools to offer in-person learning as soon as this fall.
You know, the goal really is to provide in-person learning options for as many students as possible, as quickly as possible, and as safely as possible. And we know we can do it. There are examples across the country where it can be done. And that is our goal. Pre-K through 8, definitely, but we're not leaving out our high schoolers who also need to be a part of that school community and engage with their peers and their teachers.
Cardona and ABC's The View yesterday. He also says it will not be mandatory for everyone to be vaccinated before reentering schools. COVID deaths rising at an alarming rate in Brazil, the country averaging 2,400 deaths a day over the last 7 days. For the first time ever, the country had over 100,000 cases on Thursday, a variant from the Amazon known as P1 believed to be causing the spread. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A day to celebrate the military turns deadly in Myanmar. At least 90 people reportedly killed Saturday during protests on Armed Forces Day. This is believed to be the deadliest day since protests started after last month's coup. The search for a motive in the Colorado shooting continues. Ahmad Elisa accused of killing 10 people in a Boulder supermarket on Monday. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty giving an update on the investigation yesterday.
The investigation is progressing rapidly. All the agencies involved and committed to ensuring justice is done have been working incredibly hard day and night, as they will throughout the weekend, to make sure that all the information that can be learned about the shooter, the victims, the witnesses, King Supers, any connection between all of those becomes known.
The 21-year-old Elisa charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder, more charges pending. A deadly shooting in Virginia, 2 people killed, 8 injured last night in Virginia Beach, a suspect shot and killed by Virginia Beach police. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden accusing Georgia of a blatant attack on the Constitution. Biden yesterday criticizing the state for new voting law he calls an example of Jim Crow in the 21st century. Georgia lawmakers this week approving the Election Integrity Act of 2021. It includes new voter ID requirements for absentee voting and limiting the number of drop boxes for absentee voters. Governor Brian Kemp says the law ensures Georgia takes another step toward secure, accessible, and fair elections. Help is on the way in the Suez Canal after a ship runs aground, USA's Wendy King reports.
The Suez Canal is still blocked by the 224,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given. This is straining global supply chains, as the canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world. As the traffic jam grows, it stresses out an already strained supply chain amid a pandemic-driven import surge. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday during a sandstorm in the canal, which is operated by the Egyptian government. Tugboats had made little progress in a dredging effort to refloat the vessel. The backup is expected to impact the arrival of U.S. imports that fill store shelves. According to NBC, the blockage is costing nearly $400 million per hour. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A college football coaching legend passing away, Howard Schnellenberger, dying today at the age of 87. He coached the University of Miami to its first national title in 1983. He later started a football program at Florida Atlantic University. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.